Iraqi opposition groups have their own plans for governing Iraq without Saddam Hussein. Some opposition leaders will convene next week in Kurdish-controlled northern Iraq to talk about those plans. The State Department has consulted opposition members in the past, but there is concern now that their movement is being sidelined by the Bush administration. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Erbil in northern Iraq.
Hundreds of Kurds danced and chanted at a meeting here earlier this week, during which the leaders of northern Iraq's two rival Kurdish factions stood side by side, declaring their united opposition to Saddam Hussein. The meeting here was further evidence of the reconciliation between the two main Kurdish factions, which fought each other for years before a U.S.-brokered peace accord in 1998. These days, it's not just the Kurds who are making a show of unity against the Baghdad regime. At least half a dozen Iraqi opposition groups are expected to gather here next week to discuss the future of the country should the U.S. succeed in toppling Saddam Hussein. The combined groups already presented their vision for the future of Iraq at a preliminary opposition conference that was held in London last December. They said they wanted a democratic federal government in Baghdad that would represent all ethnic and religious groups. Until now, the opposition groups have welcomed U.S. plans for a military intervention. But in recent days, some members have begun loudly criticizing America's post-war plans to put a military governor in charge once Saddam Hussein is ousted.
The plan is a disaster, as submitted by Khalilzad in Ankara a few days ago. That plan is a disaster.
Kenan Makia is a leading member of the Iraqi National Congress. He says an American delegation led by President Bush's special envoy, Zalmay Khalilzad, dictated instructions to representatives of the Iraqi opposition at a meeting in the Turkish capital Ankara last week. Makia says the installation of an American military governor after decades of struggle against an Iraqi dictator would be immediately denounced by his movement.
This opposition will, faced with an American military government of this type, immediately go into opposition to the United States on terms along the lines of the very politics that it previously was trying to get rid of. Namely, it will point out that Iraqi sovereignty, Iraqi right to self-determine their own political affairs, has been trampled upon.
Kurdish leaders haven't openly criticized the U.S. proposal, although they are deeply concerned about the potential deployment of Turkish troops in northern Iraq on the heels of American forces. They also insist that a post-Saddam Iraq must be democratic, and they say the opposition must play a key role in the transition. Barham Saleh is prime minister of that part of northern Iraq, administered by the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan.
We are grateful for international assistance. We call for international assistance to help us overcome tyranny in Baghdad. We want help to liberate our country, but this should be about freedom, this should be about liberation, and the people of Iraq should be given the chance through their representatives to elect the type of government that they will be happy with.
Both Saleh and his counterpart from the Kurdistan Democratic Party, Sami Abdul Rahim, say the U.S. military should play a role in administering Iraq, but only up to a point.
Certainly after the change, for some time, the U.S. forces in the country will be the ultimate arbiter. But I don't think it serves any good purpose for these forces to run water and electricity.
The Kurdish groups, along with other opponents of Saddam Hussein, are due to meet here next week. Some in the opposition wanted to announce formation of a provisional government for Iraq at that conference. But amid U.S. opposition, Abdul Rahim said the issue was too controversial. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Erbil in northern Iraq.